meeting of the Marshall County Fiscal Court to order. On the guest list, we have with us today Beth Schuler. Beth is with the Marshall County Conservation District, and Beth has an appointment at 10 o'clock, so I've got to get her on and out. Get rolling. Beth, I'll give you the floor.
Okay, thank you. This document here that y'all have in front of you is the Marshall County Conservation District's annual plan of work for fiscal year 1981. What y'all will be concerned with is the last 2 pages of the annual budget for the fiscal year. And basically, the Conservation District would like to request from fiscal court for budgeting for the 81 fiscal year of $3,500 for office operations, clerical assistance, and education and promotion for youth in the county and farmers-oriented education programs.
Beth, this is the same contribution we made last year.
I think it's about $100 higher.
Okay, we are going to be working on the budget in the next few weeks. Some of their work has already been done. Which we always try to be of help to the Soil Conservation District, and I'm sure we will again this year as the budget allows. Beth, would it be any help to the district if we could find a seated position in the way of a secretary to help
that
you?
That would, because then the district would have to pay for the clerical assistance, and then the money that we receive, we could use that money then for educational and promotional activities for farmers and for youth.
Well, our unemployment rate has gone up again. It was at 17.2% in February. 10.2 for the yearly average of last year. I feel like with that high unemployment, we should get a few more seat positions. I don't know that we will, but if we do, I sure keep it in mind and see if we can find someone who will qualify to be of help to.
I'll talk that over with the board also.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Beth? No. Okay, Beth, we appreciate it.
Okay.
Mine, Mr. Harborough, we could honor awards for
you.
You
weren't able to be
at our awards banquet, so I
thought I'd give them to you today.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's all I've got, I guess. Besides that, they missed a good meal, didn't they?
They sure did.
We'll see you later.
All right, thank you, Lyle.
Talked you out of that half. You'd stay long.
No, you talked me out of it for about $40.
Where you get your horse tied?
He's down at Murray.
Thank you for the one you gave me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye-bye.
We also have with us this morning Ann Gorell of the Purchase Area Development District. Ann is staff person assigned to Marshall County. She'll be meeting with us at least once a month. Is that right, Ann? Okay. Turning now to correspondence, we have a letter to Jess Chisholm in regard to our county road aid program. I'll just read the letter that I sent to Mr. Chisholm. Dear Jess, this letter is in response to Deputy Commissioner Otto Ingram's letter of February 1, 1980 in regard to the fiscal year of 80-81 county road aid program. It is our intention to accomplish work and maintain materials in the same manner as in the past years by using our own personnel to accomplish work and by using county-owned equipment. Our proposal for county road aid breakdown is as follows. Materials and object 5, limestone and oil, $100,000. Maintenance pipe, $15,000. Other and object 6, $6,253, for a total of $121,253. Which is the total that they have told us up to this point that we'll be receiving in County 8. That's $30,000 less than what we got last year, if you remember when we talked to them down at Paducah. They said that everybody was at 75, was it 75% or 80% of what they got last year. Now, we went ahead and John and Sue worked up, we went ahead and put every county road that we have into our proposal and just sent them all. And if they accept that, then that should give us the leeway to do what, you know, take the roads we feel that are in the worst condition and just make it stretch as far as we can. $100,000, when you're talking about limestone and oil, won't get you very far. You're talking about probably 10 mile of road. And we've got over 500 we're trying to maintain, so. Also, I have a letter from the Marshall County Hospital. I believe you were absent at the last meeting. We met with some members of the Marshall County Hospital District Board, and they asked that we meet with them at their next regular meeting. Now, I have a letter from John Sims, and John says that I'm notifying each of you that the president has rescheduled the regular monthly meeting to 7 p.m. April 15, 1980, which is tonight. The meeting will be conducted at the usual place, the long-term care dining room. They have asked that we meet with them, all of us that can. Since Bubby has death in the family, I doubt, you know, doubt very seriously that you could. I will try to make the meeting, and if any of you can, we'll try to meet with them. In thinking about the proposal that they made, it's going to be very difficult for us to do anything other than to offer our moral support and our best wishes, but we can go and talk with them and see. But that is tonight, if you, any of you have an opportunity to be present, I appreciate it. 7 o'clock. Yeah. Under old business, and I'm going to try to, I'm going to vary from the agenda just a little bit, and the reason is, for the benefit of the press, Bubby has had a death in the family. His mother-in-law passed away, and Bubby needs to leave as quickly as possible. So we're going to try to get all matters that need to be voted on taken care of first. So we'll be skipping around on the agenda. I guess let's take up item B, first of all, on old business, standards for public roads. Art Travis has come up with what I think is a real good set of standards to be used by private developers when they're developing subdivisions in this county. It goes along with our Home Rule Ordinance of 1975, and did everyone have an opportunity to look over this since the last meeting? I would recommend that we adopt the standards as proposed by Gamble, Travis, and Williams, and to put this in the records and have this available for any new developers that should come in. Dan?
What, is this going to replace?
No, it'll be in addition to.
In addition to the Home Rule Ordinance of 75. It goes right along with it. It just goes into a little more detail. And we would submit that as an addition to the Home Rule Ordinance that was passed in 75 and make this available with that ordinance if anyone wants to pick them up. So I would recommend to you that we accept this proposal.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let's move down now to item C under old business, and we talked about this at the last meeting. Again, we tabled any action on it, and that's the benefits for county employees. Since March of 1979, I believe, we have had a policy that if a person was off from work due to sickness, accident, or whatever, the county would pay, continue to pay their insurance, 75% of their insurance, for 60 days. After that, it would be left up to the employee to continue in the program to pay his own premiums. After some discussion at the last meeting, we had talked in terms of changing that possibly to 6 months or a year. I'd like to put it on the floor this morning for discussion. You've had 2 weeks to think about it.
Well, I think it ought to be changed.
Well, I do too, because I mean,
I know you might ought to bring, we discussed a little bit last meeting.
Circumstances, you know.
I've heard that before. I think we'll go 6 months. I think we'll go 6 months, don't you? No, I don't think it's too much. Mm-mm. I think we'll go, that's about what most of us do.
Okay, now, is this for anybody off or off due to sickness or accident?
Oh, that'd be sick or accident.
We'll have to make it both ways. There's no way around it other than that.
What do you mean both ways? Well, it's got to be sickness or accident, not just necessarily off. What you're saying, right?
But all other benefits remain the same, holidays and sick days. And
they will terminate after 60 days.
The only thing we're talking about is just extending the end of the premium.
Well, now, I need a little direction. Now, we've talked about 6 months. I think a year was mentioned at the last meeting also.
I think 6 months is about the policy that everybody, most everybody follows. I disagree with you. I think we need to go to a year, really.
Well, I really do, too, because that will give everybody a chance, you know.
I've done some checking on this thing,
too.
It takes them about 6 months in order to
get... Everybody hold your bill for the sheriff wants something.
To get the money started coming in. It takes that long. I mean, I'm...
Social Security and stuff.
Tom, we're just discussing our benefit plan.
Like I told you, you're going down the day.
We have been only allowing the county to continue paying for the insurance 60 days after someone's off for sick or accident. And we're discussing now extending that to either 6 months or a year for the insurance only now, not any other benefits.
That's fine. A year's fine to me.
Well, would somebody want to put that in a form of a motion?
I make a motion.
All right, we have a motion by Harvey Devine, a second by Wayne Lovett, that we amend our county personnel policy to read that a person that is off work due to sickness or accident, the county will continue to pay 3/4 of their Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance policy for 1 year. Any further discussion on the motion?
Yes, just a second. I just like this thing, just like most of these plants now. I don't think anybody take advantage of it, but you think somebody is really capable of coming back to work and don't, then you've got a right to have him, go to the doctor for examination and, prove you that he is still disabled to work.
Or is able to come back
to work. I mean, he is able to come back to work, yeah.
At what point in time, Bubby, or how do you want to word that within your motion?
Well, I think you're going to have something there, to... We'll say after 6 months. Normally.
All right, now, let me see if I can understand. You want to amend your motion now to say that we're going to extend it for a year. But after 6 months, a written doctor's statement must be presented to the fiscal court. Is that what you're after?
Should be. On his insurance?
He's unable to.
He's still unable to come back to work.
Yeah.
In other words, have a doctor's statement
after six months
rather than just keep on one's work.
Unless a man's hurt bad or real sick, he's going to come back to work.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
All right. Would you agree to the amendment, Wayne, with your second?
Yeah, I sure will.
All right. Let me see if I understand the motion and second as amended. That we amend our benefit program to state that a person can continue to receive insurance benefits with the county paying 3/4 of the cost of their premiums for 1 year, with the provision that after 6 months a written doctor's statement be presented to the fiscal court saying that person is unable to come back to work.
Right.
Okay, are we?
That's all right.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion carries. All right. Another problem we've been having, the grand jury wrote it up in their last report, is the oil leak on the east side of the courthouse. Now, the health department, Mr. Hayden, the sanitarian, was up last week a couple of times looking into the situation to see what we can do to correct it without breaking the law and hooking into the storm sewer. We have asked that the people that pull the maintenance on the elevator, and I don't know the firm's name, but Herman is supposed to contact them. They're supposed to be here today. I mean, this week sometime. Is that correct, Sandy? Okay. Well, Mr. Hayden is talking about some type of what do you call it, Sandy?
An oil interceptor. It's written on something
back in the area. Oh, yeah, okay. An oil interceptor. It's made by several companies, and he's got them written down here. And by using an oil interceptor, he feels like we can solve this problem of the outflow coming out by the sidewalk. It is messy. Some of the people, some of the businesses around the square have complained. The grand jury did write it up in their report, and I think we need to take some action before the next grand jury. About the only thing I can tell you, if the court will give me the authority to try to take care of this, I'd be happy to work with Mr. Hayden or whoever to try to get this situation correct.
Well, I think it needs correcting because it is absolutely a mess out there when that thing.
Need a motion on
that? Hitches that L there.
Yeah, I think we'd need a motion just to give me the authority to go into a contract with somebody.
The authority to take care of the oil.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Gentlemen, I'll try to have this corrected by our next meeting. I won't promise you anything. Yes, ma'am. It's from the best we can determine, it's coming from the elevator shaft, and particularly after they serviced the elevator. We didn't have this problem before the elevator was put in. We've always had some water coming out of there, but not oil. And so it appears that that's the main problem that we're going to have to try to get oil interceptors. I don't know what an oil interceptor is. Maybe you do. I'm just going to have to wait and see.
Thing it intercepts oil.
I guess that's right.
Talk to Mr. Hayden.
It's something similar to the way I understand it, Gordon. It's what you use on your oil racks at service stations. Something similar to that.
Yeah, it is. It accepts the oil, what it does, yeah. Little thing where it blows out and oil goes in.
Yeah.
I'd like to have to clean it out every so often.
Yeah. Okay, in the...
Like a wart for toilet furniture.
Under new business, we have a petition here by Mr. Woodrow Hill. I'd like to get it before the court. We'll have to advertise it for public hearings. Comes the undersigned pursuant to Kentucky Revised Statute 178070 and petitions the Fiscal Court of Marshall County to discontinue a road in Marshall County, more particularly described as an unnamed gravel road that traverses the property of Woodrow Hill. The south end of said road intersects west boundary of the Sharp Scale Road. North end of said road intersects south boundary of U.S. Highway 68 and being approximately 200 feet in length. It does not service any property owners and is no longer maintained. It's kind of a thing like we had out there with Mr. Hauser. And this is signed by Woodrow Hill. He is the property owner. And John, you'll have to go out and visually take a look at this and get it in the paper for public hearing in our next meeting.
And have two
take care of it.
Housekeepers or whatever they're called, Hewitt.
I think that's Robert Dan. That's all our housekeepers on that.
Did you have a question you want to Ask Sheriff Wayne.
What about these heater bits? Mikey's heaters are there.
Yeah, I've got the bids in here.
That's a uniform.
Don't start, Bubby. He'll ask for more.
That's a uniform.
Why don't you?
One time, get him out of your car, we'll pay for it.
All right, moving on. Gentlemen, one thing we are gonna have to take care of soon. Now, we've got the paperwork in on our county aid roads, but our rural secondary roads, now we remember we did receive the recommendation that they'd made down at the district office. But we talked in terms of adding several more roads in each district, you know, similar to what Graves County did, ask for a million, maybe get a little bit. I don't know if you've been giving that some thought, but I need the roads that you have on your mind, the length of them, the beginning, the end, the name, the number, so I can get this prepared and sent to Frankfort. I have that on the agenda this morning, but it's a matter of information, but I need to get your input as quickly as possible to get that paperwork in. I got a call the other day, wanted to know, you know, if we were working on it, and I assured them that we were, but we hadn't come to any agreement other than what we had seen from the recommendation of the district office. But I think if we're wise, we'll go ahead and put some more extra ones in there.
I believe we can send them all we need.
I want to try to send about 10 miles in each district.
But whatever, you know, how Graves County did, they had over $1 million proposed, and just a little over $200,000 obligated to them. So, you know, it wouldn't hurt to say, you know, maybe not 10 miles, but say 3 miles in each district.
So, I mean, we need to come to a set mileage of what we're going to
do. Yeah, we need the beginning, where the road begins, where it ends, total mileage, name, the number. And, well, I can give each of you a form before you leave today. And then you get those back to me, and I'll put it all in on one form and send it in.
All right, we'll go ahead about 5 miles each. Are you talking about for sealing?
No, I'm talking about for
resurface.
For resurface, for rural secondary.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Maybe the more we send in, they'll think you're in bad shape from what you are, and you get more, less.
Well, it can't hurt. I'll just leave that up to y'all, what you want to do, and you turn it in to me, and I'll go with it. All right. We advertised in the paper that we would have take sealed bids this morning on the old heaters that are out on the outside of the courthouse, and also the brick, I believe. Sandy, do we also advertise for those brick?
I put it together. A lot of those bids, I think, are just for the heaters.
Okay. The advertisement appeared in the Marshall County Messenger on April 9th.
That's for you.
The fiscal court will accept sealed bids on 9 radiator heaters and miscellaneous scrap brick, which has been declared surplus property of the Marshall County Fiscal Court. We have the bids, and if nobody objects, we'll open them at this time. Good God, Perry.
Lawyers need to carry.
That's right. Lawyers need to carry big knives.
carry a gun, too.
Only in emergency. Only when on a raid.
The first bid is by Joe Taylor Wade, 700 Olive Street, Benton, Kentucky, a bid of $35.
That's just a bid on the radiator.
Next bid is submitted by Paul Harper, $55.
You bet the radiator.
Okay. Sheriff Holden?
Yes, sir.
Would you ask Detective Riggs if he would honor us with his... Detective Riggs, we just want to make sure you are still on the job. We all feel safer because you're on the job.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I appreciate you. Chuck, just want to tell you, I do appreciate you checking that thing for me on the refuse thing.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Good. I think that'll bring it down.
Good.
Hey, Chuck.
Appreciate it. Our next bid is submitted by Lewis Bohannon, Route 9, Benton, $25.
He bids on the rig.
Yeah. I might add that Mr. Bohannon, whoever is the high bidder, Mr. Bohannon,
$25.
Wanting one of the heaters to use as a, to heat a swimming pool. And he said whoever got the bid, he would like to negotiate with them on buying one of them. So whoever gets the bid. This bid is submitted by J.C. Tucker, $20.
All these bids are on just the radiator.
That's,
it
yeah,
looks like
I
it,
hadn't
yeah.
had anything on them.
Word.
This bid is submitted by James V. Gamble. I submit here with the bid in the amount of $19.95 for the scrap iron located on the east side of the courthouse.
That's guaranteed to lose to $20 bid.
Those are all the bids that we have. The apparent high bidder of $55, I believe, goes to Mr. Harper.
Do you want to make a condition of accepting that bid, Judge, that he remove the brick as well? We have done that in the past, for instance, at Harden.
What are they, old brick?
Well, no, they're not old brick. They're new. I mean, they're good brick. Aren't they, Dan?
Yeah.
Or do you want to just rebid the brick separately? Because we didn't get any bids on the brick.
Well, I think we need to rebid those separately.
Brick left over.
Yeah.
How many is it?
There's a lot.
1,000 out there.
Oh, my God.
Rebid
them. One of them bids. You know,
Bob,
I don't have
every man
comes
along. Yeah, we did
them. Yeah, that'd be 1,000 brick.
Maybe a few more than that.
Gentlemen, I'll need a motion to accept the high bid.
I'll make a motion. Accept high bids on the radiator and leave the brick off. All
right. Well, the brick were not included on any of the bids that I see. That's what I thought. All right, we have a motion on the floor that we accept Mr. Harper's bid of $55.
I second.
We have a second. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Ayes are getting weak. Motion carried. Paul, this Mr. Bohannon left his number here. You might want to call him. He wanted one of them, and maybe you can make a little money there on that.
Well, I think they took one down the ambulance service. I'm kidding about that. I'm just kidding.
But I do know Mr. Bohannon said he would, if he didn't get to bed, he would buy one of them.
Well, Judge, if it was 11 there and he didn't want to accept that, what we need to do then?
Yeah. Who's that be? Dan Booth, finance officer, just making a check from Washington County Customs Court.
Yeah. Are you satisfied with what's there now for the bid you turned in?
Yeah, I just got 11 of them. Sorry.
Okay.
You will be moving them right away, won't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 or 3 days. I should be out of there. If they don't, I can't haul them off for the price and get out of it. Just send it out for
sunshine. All right, gentlemen, is there any other business needs to be brought up before the court this morning?
Judge, we need to take formal action, I think. I can't remember that it ever appeared on the minutes. We had a petition from Harry Reed to accept into the county road system Reed Road, which is the road in the subdivision that he is developing. As you go up towards South Marshall, it's in Wayne's district. They're on the right across from Mockingbird Hill, isn't it? He's got a house or two he's built back there. And he had talked to Wayne about bringing it into the county road system and presented a petition signed by him and by Mr. Walter and Carol Smith, who live out there, and they've signed the petition, and the deeds are prepared, but we cannot accept the deeds for filing until there's formal action by the fiscal court to accept the roads into the county road system. Bring that up to you.
The road has been, we went out there and he changed his sewer and got them proper shape, and he has let the contract for the blacktop be laid on. Mr. Hurley's got the contract on it, so it will be, you know, up the standard when he...
Do you want to wait for the blacktop?
Well, I think before we can really take formal action, if we're going to go by our ordinance, that we will need, I don't see any problem with it whatsoever, but I believe we will need to wait till the blacktop has been put down, and then let the county engineer go out and check it, and then make a recommendation to the fiscal court.
I'll just hold those in my file and bring them back to the fiscal court and keep checking until we get it done.
That's fine.
All right. Is there any other business? Roger, do you have...
I've given Bubby the judgment I wanted to give him. I brought up the roads just then I need to bring up. I want to tell everybody that the Attorney General will be visiting in Marshall County on Friday and Saturday. Bill Cunningham and I are sponsoring a seminar for prosecutors all across Kentucky. It'll be at Kentucky Dam this Friday and Saturday. Attorney General is going to be with us on those days. If any of you want to come down, I'm going to have a room there at the dam where you can have a chance to talk to the Attorney General if you have anything you want to discuss with him. And on Saturday afternoon, we're going to take a tour of the pen. If any of you want to go along, well, you're more than welcome to come with us and go to the pen. But I'll just bring you current on that, that there will be he will be visiting with us in the county at the end of this week.
Well, this road that it was supposed to have this trial on the yards down in Gilbertsville.
Right.
When is that?
I have filed a motion again to have it set for trial. Judge Laster hasn't yet set it for trial date. See if we can get it tried just as soon as we can.
But you notify those people about it?
When we get the order back, set the trial, then we'll send them a copy of the order, let them know.
Sure. Okay.
Sure.
I don't know if how many of you are aware, but Robert is the proud father of a bouncing baby boy, about 8 pounds, wasn't it, Bob? Wife and baby both doing well, I understand. You know when you're going to get to bring them home?
Probably Thursday.
Judge,
asked him,
yeah,
I asked him,
did
he know how to yodel?
Yeah. Robert will have to start the 2 o'clock feedings again. And I'd like to ask you for the benefit of the court. It looks as though the president's going to be cutting quite a few programs. How affected are we going to be in the 8-county area here?
Well, we feel like some of the senior programs will be cut. That's been in the paper. Don't know exactly which programs yet. I think Steve, you know, could give a better line. And I'll be glad to get that information from him and present it to you next time if you'd like. I'm not sure how much cut. I know some on the Department of Highway, but I don't recall how much it was. I don't know how that's going to affect 8 counties. Revenue sharing state allocation, I believe, has been cut. Jim, you may know more about that now. I think you've been following it pretty close. Those are the major ones I can think of. They did mention some cuts in EDA. Of course, EDA doesn't have any legislation right now, and they put a moratorium on all public works projects until they do get some legislation. There's talk about, I think, about 5% cut there, so I'm not real sure how, you know, that's going to affect us. Those are main ones I can remember. I remember Cedar was being hit hard. It's just some of the summer youth program, I think that's going to be hit. I'm just not sure which individual programs that will be. But I, like I said, I'd be glad to get with Steve and try to get some of that down for you, if you would like it. It'd be no, problem.
If you would, I'd appreciate it. And also, Ann, if you would see what's going to be available in VOR.
Okay. I know that they are accepting applications August 4th, and I don't know what the allocation is.
Number two, if there's any money available, and I don't know what source or where to begin to look, other than Area Development Fund money, which I think we've been assured of one more year there, only one, when I stand. We have a building down in the south end of the county. We are very interested in getting completed. And if there's any kind of grant money that would be available, we have already spent a total of $50,000.
Is it a senior citizen type building?
Right, multi-purpose building there in Hardin. We have the building up, very solid building. But in order to get it usable, we're going to have to look for some money somewhere to get the inside plumbing fixtures, electric. It will be a community building for the entire south end of the county, not only for senior citizens. That will be one of the prime users, but also the community at large will be able to use it for community meetings. We're very interested in finding some money there. Wayne, have you had any information, do you have any information on the Hardin drainage ditch project? When we're going to be able to...
As soon as it dries up, but we'd love to get that thing going, you know, before they get their crops in this year. That was a hold up last year. They got their bands in there, and we got in there and cleaned the ditches off, but we couldn't get back in to open it up on account of the bands. And the time they got their bands out, it was raining. We couldn't get back in there to open it up. So, with the new survey that we've got down there,
Well, the stakes are up, right?
Yeah.
All the paperwork's been completed. Yeah. I've contacted Tom Pace and sent him all the paperwork.
Everything is ready.
It's all ready, ready to go.
Okay. If we just catch a few dry days here this spring before they get in there and start plowing and planting their crops, I would get that thing worked out for them. You think so, John? We've got it cleaned up. Banks are clean, all of the rubbish is piled, and it's ready to make some progress there on that thing.
Okay. Gentlemen, before we've got a public hearing scheduled for 10:30. I've got a personnel matter I'd like to bring up, and I'd like to go in executive session for about 10 minutes, no longer than 10 minutes, if I could get a motion.
Come over.
Second.
Motion and second, we go into executive session to discuss personnel matter. Dan, I'd like you to come in and bring those figures, if you would.
Thank you. security and make out at work.
All right.
I talked to him.
And he's running pretty well to be late. They called him out there this morning. It's after 7 now.
Well, the boys in hospital up there last week, I was going to go talk to them, but I never get a chance to go.
So your son was, is he doing all right?
And then brought him home Saturday. Is he like with me, Emma?
I haven't heard any complaints, or, because they had trouble with one of them.
Oh, it's a bill, yeah.
Carol's five, but you had a thing? Thank you, Dr. Stover, that she hasn't had for another week or something. Say they don't remember what to tell.
That's right.
Jeannie's told her she had this past week, and she hadn't had her, she had.
I was wondering how she was there. We went to parties there, yeah. Going on with other people's talent. I think this baby is, she called the hospital and said, well, come on.
Come on in.
So she didn't do no good, spent a couple of Saturdays in the hospital. She was fine. I said, well, you've been calling and I'm glad that we'll keep going.
She was there all that Saturday night.
Well, from, I got there, it was maybe around 2 o'clock from then until about 6:30 Saturday morning. She just said, I'm paying the light and I'm with us. And I go back to bed and go home.
He liked it, pretty good.
Boy. Oh, you wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I think nobody else. Carol, mother, she was really, I called her, I called Carol's mother, but at that time, called her sister. She could not believe it, and she called her, Carol's mother, dad. Carol's mother was worried about it. They said they wouldn't believe it, but they were
smaller, I like that. And I've asked Roger to prepare some type of resolution making April the 26th Keep America Beautiful Day in Marshall County and try to get some publicity on it. We have some posters that we'll be trying to get out throughout the county. Is there any other business that needs to be brought up before the court?
Oh, do you?
Okay, good. I'll see you.
Good. All right, is there no other business? I'm going to say a motion to adjourn.
Unless you keep these on hold.
Yes, that's Andrew.
Thank you.
All right, we have a motion. We adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Gentlemen, we do have a proposed use hearing scheduled for 10:30. It's scheduled for the